I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe. For 3 weeks each summer, the Alliance Theater in Atlanta assembles a diverse group of 20 teenagers from Metro Atlanta to explore and unpack a piece of history under the guidance of a professional playwright and director. The teens use improvisation, choreography, and their writing to create a completely new and one-of-a-kind performance piece. It's intensive and high-impact theater, and that's why it's been dubbed the Collision Project. Playwright Pearl Clegg is artist in dialogue at the Alliance Theater, and she's been working on the project for 3 years now. She spoke with my colleague Lois Reitzes about how she goes about getting young people to collide.
It's not necessarily a violent process, but it is a very intense immersion in this kind of look at it, pull it apart, tell the truth about what you see there, about what you think, so that it really is a collision of not only their ideas with the text, but also their ideas with each other. What do they think as young people of the same age who often come from very different perspectives? It sometimes feels like fireworks in this room where we're working with them on one text.
And what is the text?
This summer, we're actually looking at the Emancipation Proclamation because of the 150th anniversary. And because the Emancipation Proclamation itself is kind of dry when you read it, wonderful, necessary document, but not necessarily one that inspires you on the reading of it. We also added the Gettysburg Address, which is wonderful and poetic and musical and passionate and gives them a way to come into a consideration of emancipation in a way that taps their feelings as well as their intellect.
The culmination of Collision is a performance piece.
Yes. Every day we talk, we bring in other artists to work with them. We bring them together with these artists and then we talk and we do a writing assignment every day. And I collect what they write. At the end of the first 2 weeks, I look at every single thing that they've written. And from those writings, I try to find a through line that expresses what we've been talking about.
You are helping them do this work through art.
Yes, we are. Getting them to look at a part of history they think they know because they had to take it in eighth grade history. But to say, no, think about yourself in this situation. Make it you with all the feelings that you have and write something about that. And it makes them actually place themselves in history in a way that many of them have not before. And sometimes when it comes back to them in the form of a script, they can't remember that they wrote these things. And they will ask me, did I really write it like that? Did you fix it? And I show them what they wrote, handwritten for me, and say, no, this was you. You thought this deeply. You thought this truth. You brought this forward. And now you're going to be able to say it in front of an audience.
You are renowned as a playwright, as an author, as an activist and advocate for your art. You don't have to do this. Pearl, what do you personally gain from the Collision Project?
I think the most dangerous thing that happens to grown-ups is that we get cynical about everything. We look at young people and say, oh, we throw up our hands, they're terrible. We look at the world and say, oh, it's terrible. And what I get from working with these young people every summer is such hope for their generation, and by extension, hope for the world we live in, because they're going to have to run it really soon.
Pearl Clegg talking to WABE's Lois Reitzes. The students of the Collision Project will be performing really soon on the Hertz stage at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta. That's this Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th. Performances are free and open to the public. For more information, visit wabe.org/citycafe.